Remember, we are captured, held hostage, by our beliefs and assumptions, as we navigate through our lives. These beliefs provide the ground for our identity. This ground is the basis for our illusions and fabricated perception of our world. You experience the world as you expect it to be. Your expectations color your perception, producing a distortion and distance from the actual. How is it possible to move our perception from this fabrication towards the actual world? The actual tree in front of you is not the tree your conditioned mind sees. Imagine you can find a place, an unattached perspective, within yourself that can become aware and see your beliefs and assumptions and fabrications in action. Are you able to get some distance, like a fish jumping out of the sea, from your beliefs so you can see them in operation, manipulating your perception, and coloring the world according to their preferences? Not an easy assignment. Can you actually move towards this place of freedom, not attached to preconceived positions? How to encourage the development of this unattached free perspective? It cannot occur by direct effort, as this would become another belief position and fabricated perspective. Start by finding a connection to something deeper and more expanded, which still includes your beliefs and assumptions but is much deeper, something you knew was there, but not available. Practice every time you encounter problems, expanding the limited context in which the problem is allowed to exist in. Sometimes the problem will just disappear just by changing or expanding the context. Walking in the woods. Start to notice if an object catches your attention. Imagine this object has been waiting for you to notice it, like it is flirting with you. If you can pay careful attention to one of these flirts, you might notice a feeling, a sense, emerge, somewhere in your body. A subtle change in your perception of the object and its surroundings may accompany this feeling. I found this feeling sense a bit troublesome initially, as my mind wanted to make sure it was real and authentic. In this verification effort, the feeling seemed to vanish. This happens so fast, you will hardly notice. Since this perception and feeling doesn't fit my beliefs and assumptions, it gets marginalized. To encourage this awareness, you may want to expand this flirt, maybe change positions with it. Seeing yourself through its eyes. What do I notice and feel about me as seen from this object? You may be surprised by something unknown, a very different kind of connection may emerge. Give this some time to develop. You might sense a feeling like you are combining with this object, a sense that you are somehow, one, not separate. The emergence of a different level of perception may enter your awareness. If you can relax thinking, be silent in your mind, it might stay. Of course, your beliefs will find this uncomfortable. Is it possible to allow your beliefs to just carry on, do their thing, knowing your thinking mind will minimize something beyond its understanding? As you continue to encourage this new perception, you are developing a new ground that may allow you to experience a more expanded reality, not as a concept, but an actual expanded reality, more free and accepting and aware. It only takes a few feeling sense experiences to get a taste of this reality, but then it will take a commitment to encourage this experience and awareness, in the moment, not from memory, the actual. Your conditioned mind may try to diminish this experience, as your mind may feel threatened that it will lose its importance and security of its beliefs. Your mind may also try to capture this experience, especially if the experience felt expanding. Since you like this sense of expanded awareness, the mind will try to reproduce it. The reproduction is no longer the experience, just a memory, a belief, trying to act like an experience, it's generating an illusion. Now, that you know, and are aware of your mind's activity, you can watch your mind in action, struggling for dominance and safety in its beliefs. Now you realize, silence is the way to gain independence and freedom, allowing awareness of an expanded reality to emerge. Not as an idea or concept, but actually. Even your internal observer of silence must melt away. Are you free? No. But possible, if you treat each and every moment from this ground and connection level, transcending out of the sea of beliefs and thought, to an expanded reality. Who is speaking? Sirius speaking.